everyone, and welcome back to another cafeteria conversation, and more importantly, welcome to our first in-person episode.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Wow. We are here in a basement. Yes. That took me a while. Being safe, wearing our masks, with a bunch of equipment that a few of us know how to use, and we're here to record our first in-person episode of Girl Talk. Yay. Hello. We are back. Today we're going to talk about more of, like, expectations. This sounds so vague and repetitive because that's what we do in every episode, but we wanted to talk a little bit about, so Anna, Emma, and I are all the eldest daughters, and Ella is the only daughter, and we think that there is a little bit of, like, a similarity pattern.
Yes.
And we wanted to dive deeper.
Yeah, sure. Like, yeah. Take a closer look, because these expectations, or not even expectations, just like predetermined ideas of girls,
mm-hmm.
affect the way that people like treat us and like
right
what they think we can do, just because it's like they already have a set idea of what a girl is like and what a girl can do and cannot do, and there's significantly more, I think, for girls.
Yeah, and like I've kind of fallen down this rabbit hole of like eldest daughter memes on the internet, and I find them really funny because I think there's a lot of different ways that you get treated, but a lot of it stems from, like, I think there's this idea of, like, you are the oldest, so you should have, or, like, you're the only, in that case, the most responsibility, you should be the most mature, and, like, I guess the most put together, but at the same time, you're still a girl, so you can't do certain things. And then those two ideals clash, and it makes it very confusing as to, like, what your role is. Like, I know for me, growing up, I felt like I was the oldest daughter and the oldest son at the same time. Like, my dad would teach me how to do things that you would teach, like, your son, because he wanted, like, he's like, I don't have a son, so here you go. Like, learn how to change a car jack or something.
Wow.
But at the same time, I'm not going to say I wasn't allowed, but I was never encouraged to go further with those things other than just surface knowledge because I'm a girl. So there was like this idea of like, oh, she's probably not going to be interested in it. Like, she's not going to enjoy like soccer.
Oh.
And that was the first thing that came to my head, but I don't know. What about you guys?
I guess for us, like, I don't know if it's different for you, but we both have brothers. Mm-hmm. So that idea of eldest son, I for me personally, it was never put upon me because there was the other boy. So I actually kind of wish my dad did show me more of like how to do like hard, like handiwork stuff. Like, I'm not gonna be able to fix a laundry machine if I ever need to. Mm. But he might teach my brother. So I guess it's kind of when you have like, oh, I have a daughter and a son, I'm gonna let my daughter learn these things but not the other stuff because I can teach my son that. Mm. So not both of us at the same time, which is really weird. Like, do you have the same?
Well, I don't find that my parents really thought that there were certain skills or hobbies that my brother should have that I shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I got to experience more things because I was older, because I was the first child, like, in my family, an extended family, so...
Oh.
Like, with my grandparents and stuff. Like, same. Finally, there's a child I can, you know, work on tools with.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Are you the first kid?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, on one side. The other side, I guess there's, like, further extendedness.
Mm-hmm.
But technically, that's, like, once removed. So I think I'm still the first one in my generation.
Oh, I'm the first in my generation, but I have, like, older cousins.
Oh,
am I like... only in my generation?
Oh. Yeah, hello. But I think, on the topic of, like, first in the family as well, I didn't think of that, because my parents are older, so I think I'm the first in my generation. And I know, like, as a kid, and I'm also the first in my immediate family to be going, like, to hopefully finish university, hopefully, to be seen. That's the plan.
Okay.
But my dad didn't go to university, and my mom didn't finish university. So there's also that kind of, like, unspoken, like, I know a lot last year, they're like, oh, where are you going? Like, you're going to university, right? And it's like, well, yeah, I am. But there was that kind of, I guess, unforeseen pressure. And then I'm curious to know about people's reaction when you said, like, what your major was, because when I said, like, I wanted to do psychology and biology, I got, like, kind of looks, and I don't know if it was because of psychology and, like, oh, like, psychology, or if it was because of biology, like, oh, you're going to biology?
Women in STEM.
So actually, I want to talk about the fact that, like, STEM courses or just, like, STEM majors are also, like, kind of gendered. Like, biology is, like, a girl, the girl science, and physics is the boy science. Do you know what I mean? Like,
no, I didn't know that.
Like, you can kind of, you can kind of, like, I don't know, because, like, boys are good at math, so they'd be better at physics, and physics is, like robots. The hard or, like, okay. Like, the robot, like, things, you know, like, engineering there's a, engineering is a very, like, male-dominated major, and, like, things like life sciences, like nursing, like, you know what I mean? Those are those are more like
nurturing.
Yeah, like you're learning it. You're learning about life. Look at you learning about animals. learning about plants. You're so cute. Oh my gosh, are you gonna raise a farm?
Oh my god, raise a farm.
But like, it's also going off of like people's reactions to your major or whatever. I'm going to life sciences, which is just like, it's a really common program for people that want to go to med school, like a pre-med program.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had like, I'm the only child. My parents are like, they're like really happy with that I'm going into sciences. Like, they're not, I don't know, because it's like, I'm the only child in my family. Everyone's really excited for me going into sciences. But like, I know we have family friends who have only sons, or like, they don't like, or they don't have kids, or like, their kids are like super old or whatever. And they'll be like, oh, you're going on a life science. You're trying to be a doctor? That's, like, really tiring for a girl. Like, are you sure you want to be a doctor? Like, that's a lot of work for a girl. And I'm like, oh, I don't know what you want me to say now, because now it's awkward. Because my mom's looking at you weird now, but she's not going to, like, call you out, because it's, like, you're her friend. Yeah, but it's, like, why would you say that? Like, your son is, like, going into, like, the same thing as me.
Mm-hmm.
But he's fine. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know why people, like, constantly need to bring up gender. Like,
yeah,
it's,
like,
a constant, mm-hmm. like...
Or, like, telling me to marry a nice doctor and stuff. Like, it sounds so...
It's funny. I got into your school, which is, like, famous for med. I'm not going into med. I went for business. But my grandma told me... Like, that school isn't really known for business, right?
Mm-hmm.
But my grandma said, why don't you go and you can meet a nice doctor and you can get married? And I was like, oh, you know, I'm not going to go to that school just to marry
$20,000 husband.
All that tuition just for a doctor husband who still has to go to med school? Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, okay, look, doctors, they make money, but, like, take some time. Like, I don't really want to be, like, I don't mind footing the bill, but, like...
Yeah, like, if you're, like, dating a doctor... And you're not going to med, you're the one paying the bills until they're like 30.
God. I want to get a PhD, so like, we're both gonna suffer. So yeah.
No dating doctors. All right.
Yeah.
Girl talk lesson number one.
No dating doctors.
Don't
until they're doctors.
Until they're out of residency and have like property. Property. Yeah, that's a good indicator.
Yeah. So for me, I'm not the first child. I'm the first girl, and the one before me is less than a month older than me, and he's a boy.
I did not know that.
Oh, really?
I thought all your cousins were like six.
Yeah, so I have a bunch of younger cousins. So we're the first we're first going to university, and we're going at the same time. So our university talks have been the same. But at our most recent family gathering, I noticed they talked to me more than him, and I think he's going into math. And he's always been really good at math. Like, I remember when he won, like, that math kangaroo competition, and that was, like, the biggest thing.
What?
The math kangaroo. Like,
I don't.
Do you know what I'm, okay, no, some kind of kangaroo,
I don't know what you're talking about, sorry.
Like, some kind of math competition. And I remember thinking as a kid, like, oh, my only achievement is me and my trombone, me and my instrument. Cause I was so bad at math. And then, he was really good, and we were the same age, and it was just, I don't know, it was really different the way they reacted to him going to major in math and then me majoring in business, because I've told them I wanted to major in business. I remember someone telling me it was boring, because I had a dream once. I was like, I'm going to be a writer, but I'm also going to be a flight attendant. So that when I'm flying, I can write. Now I want to major in business. And I remember one of my aunts saying, that's really boring. What happened to your writing dream? But anyway,
you can be a business writing major. You can be your own boss, your own CEO, writing on your own time. Yeah, and you can market your books by yourself. You don't need to hire a team.
I am my own team. Yes,
Emma, go Emma.
Yeah, the team is just
Emma. MLTD.
But there's also, because I'm going far for university. Not far, far, but, like, kind of far.
Pretty far.
Out of province.
Yeah, so that's what they were talking about. They were, like, kind of worried about me making friends and, like, being away for so long. They were like, are you going to miss your parents? Are you going to come visit? So, yeah. Are you going to miss your brother?
Yeah.
So, it hasn't been super, like, I don't really notice that I'm, as a girl, they're putting more pressure on me.
Mm.
It seems pretty normal. I don't know.
Kind of, what about, because, okay, you're taking a gap year, but you want to go, sorry if I get it wrong, robotics?
Yeah, maybe.
Tech, right?
Yeah, well, I don't think anybody's ever have a problem with that. People do constantly ask me, like, whenever I see my family, they ask me about that stuff.
Oh.
And then when I say tech, they're like, oh, women in tech. Oh. And I was like, yep. Okay.
Yeah, I think, like, family now, at least mine, because I have a bunch of aunts. I don't really have uncles. They're all married into the family.
Mm.
So they're all pretty progressive in how they think. I think they'd encourage, like, I guess, I don't know. Maybe they'd encourage me if I went into tech or science. Maybe they're a little disappointed I'm going into business.
Mm.
But they're all, like, they're in their own jobs. They like their jobs. Like, one of my aunts is a flight attendant. One of them, I think, works in marketing. So right. So, that's where I'm headed. So, I don't know. We'll see.
That's another thing. I found, like, I've wanted to go into psychology since the ninth grade. Mm. And I've kind of spent, like, most of high school making peace with the fact that, A, I was a girl going into psychology, and B, I was going into psychology, which is
sorry,
like, no, okay, there's a reason, like, there's a laughter, the laughter is valid, because psychology does kind of have a rep for being, mm-hmm. like, the,
yeah,
like, I don't know what I'm doing, like, all the, like, how many people do you know that have, like, oh, I had a BA in psych, yeah, and, like, nothing, like, in psychology.
It's the quirky girl major, do you know what I mean?
Listen,
oh, that's my mom's major.
See, like, yeah, this is what I mean.
But,
like,
she works in insurance.
Right, okay, so there's a lot of, like, I don't want to say stigma, but it's, psychology is a science, but it's, like, considered a soft science, and it's a science that's not really respected, and, like, I think even more so than biology, it's, like, the girly science, because mm-hmm. people are, like, and then when you get to the boys in psychology, because they always have to say, like, I'm in psych, but I'm in, like, neuropsych, like, I'm here for, like, the science psych, like,
they
not
have,
the, not the artsy stuff,
they
that,
have
like,
to separate from,
they have to, because,
that's so interesting.
Because, like, I'm going in for a BA in biology and psych, and I know someone who's going in for a BSc in psych. Mm-hmm. And there was this big, like, I don't know, like, I'll be like, oh yeah, like, we're both going into psych, and he'll be like, I'm going for, like, science though. And I'm like, oh. Right.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like, interesting that as much as there's, like, a push for a woman to be in STEM,
there's certain STEM.
I don't know, like, I can't explain it. It's weird because STEM, like, women are only pushed into STEM just because it's a male dominated thing, and I get it, but it you know, when it gets to a point where it's, like, kind of weird that, like,
full circle, like, you come back to where you started.
Yeah, because now woman in STEM,
yeah
you're doing, but it's like, oh, but you're doing, like, a man stuff, you know?
Yeah,
I don't know, I can't explain
there's
it's
also, like, this weird tone, like, well, what if you don't want to do STEM? Like when Emma was saying earlier, like, oh, my biggest achievement was just the trombone, like, that's a valid achievement.
Yeah.
Like, why is it like math?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, once, like, again, girly things, or not,
like
quote unquote girly arts,
yes.
Arts, music, I get, even, like, psychology, like,
less
liberal arts type stuff,
mm.
is less of an achievement
mm-hmm.
than STEM. And I'm allowed to say this, I'm a STEM major.
Right.
But, like, I get that there's, like, underrepresentation of, like, women in STEM, but it's gotten to a point where it's like, oh, you're not doing STEM? What kind of, like, why don't you want to disrupt the patriarchy? Why are you, like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, like, screw traditional female stuff. Why don't you want to do the manly work? But it's like,
what's wrong with traditional female stuff? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like
we,
like if we were to work for a man in the future, you know, like, the thought of, you know, why aren't you the CEO? Why did you stop there? Like, why didn't you keep going?
Because the glass ceiling. Hello? look. Sure. Lifting the hammer is hard. I don't...
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I feel like there's this huge weight on girls to fight the patriarchy. But, like, also, come on. There's, like, the other half of the population who could also be doing it with us. Like, why is it our job to break the glass ceiling? Why is it our job to, like, push into STEM? Like, it's... I think what people don't understand is, like, some people don't want to put the effort into breaking into the STEM field. Mm-hmm. Like, it's hard, and you face so much more as a girl, and even more if you're, like, also a woman of color, and even more if, like, there's a lot of layers of intersectionality there. And if someone doesn't want to put that effort in, or they have no desire to, then I don't think that there should be this tone of, like, shamefulness for not doing it. Like,
you should push, like, the only time you should really advocate for a woman, like, for a woman being in STEM is if a woman...
Sorry.
if like, they don't have the opportunity to, but they want to. Not exactly. Not that they should do it just because. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we talk about this a lot in our other episodes, where, like, anything that's, like, viewed as, like, feminine or, like, anything like that is not good. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So when we go into, like, traditionally female stuff, or, like, feminine stuff.
Like, not a full career.
Yeah. But it's like, Anna's really good at art. You're, like, a really good art kid, right?
Anna Digital Art on Instagram.
And I know that, like, you're very popular amongst my mom's friend group, because they know you from, like, elementary school. And then they're like, oh, Anna's so good at art. Oh, I, like... They'll say stuff like, oh, I hope she goes into art. That's such a good career for, like, a girl. Do you know what I mean?
Ooh.
And I'm like, oh, but she's not going into art. That's not what she's going into. And then they're like, oh, but art is such a good career as a girl. Like, imagine, like, you can, like, still have a family and do art. And because everything comes back to having a family.
Oh. You can still be at home with the kids. Yeah.
It's the same mom from before. Yeah, because it's like,
mom. Wow.
Within women in STEM, like, there's also a point where they're like, oh, but you can't go too far because you have to be able to stop and have a family and have kids. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Like, yes.
I can't be a doctor because it's too much work, and then I wouldn't have time to take care of kids because I'd be working all the time. I'd be in school for so long. So by the time I'm out of school, it's too late to have kids. And then I'm, like, too old. And then I'm, like, working nonstop. And then I have, like, horrible hours. So I'm never going to see my kids if I have any kids. So I could be a good researcher or something. I could be a good teacher because I have the summers off. I can take my kids on vacation. I don't know. Just, like, I can never get to the top, because if I get to the top, then I can't have kids.
I think if you're someone who family is something that's very important to you, and you want to have kids, and you are saying, like, I'm going to be a teacher because I do have summers off to do things with my kids, that's great.
Yeah.
But there's this, like...
It's a forced limit.
There's this timer on women. Uh-huh. And, like, it's like once you hit 18, I feel like there's, like, okay, get through school, find a husband, get out, have kids by, like, 25. Right? And you're 25. Like... The average life expectancy is, like, what, 80? Mm. Like, you have so much time. And if kids is not something that's on, like, your priority, like, my current plan is to be in school for quite a while. Like, I have, like, I'll probably, I'd like to be done by 30, because I think being in, like, 30 is a little bit pushing it, like, just for my own personal reasons. But I, like, the comments of, oh, well, if you're going to do, like, graduate school, if you want to pursue a PhD, like, when are you going to have kids? Like, when are you going to have time? Like, you're running out of time, you know? Like, the woman's body is only useful for so long. Like, it's this immense pressure to kind of, like, fit kids in there. And then, like, I don't know. Why do, like, this idea of family kind of omits, like, the partner from it entirely? Like, I know we've talked about it before, but, like, if I'm not at home, my partner will be at home with kids. Like, it's not, I don't know, like, it's this inexplicable pressure to have a career and be a feminist and push forward, break the patriarchy, but have kids, make a new generation, be at home, and be nurturing. Mm-hmm. And it's not sustainable or possible.
Like, as much as there's push to reject traditional feminine ways, it's still expected of you. Do you know what
I mean? Now it's expected to have a career and kids. I think it's interesting with the whole idea of like being kind of encouraged to go into STEM, but also like kind of told you have to do a feminine role. Like, you think of like extracurriculars, like when you're, I know there was like this running joke amongst like Asians where it's like being put in piano and doing instruments, and then your parents being shocked when you want to go into music.
Yeah, or just art in general, because I was forced into piano, but I was also forced into art class. And I did go through, I didn't like piano, but I did go through the period of time where I was like, I want to be an actress, or I want to be an artist. And my parents were like, no, absolutely not. They were like, you cannot do that, you will not be able to put money on the table, you will be suffering for your whole life. And I was like, oh, okay, guess I'll be a teacher then.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't do art. I'm bad at art. Like, terrible at art.
Really not.
Yes, Anna, listen. You've seen, I can do words. I can't draw anything. Like, my drawing is,
interesting to me.
My drawing is on par with Naman's drawing.
Oh, no.
Like, no, like, I'm not even joking. Like, it's
you're gonna say that while he's in the room?
Naman, I'm just as talented at drawing as Naman is. Just as talented.
For context for our viewers or anyone, Naman is sitting right out of frame from the cameras.
He's monitoring the cameras for us. Yes,
he's our little director. He's sitting on the floor on his computer right now.
And he's really, really good at art.
Yes. He's so good at art. I'm just as good.
Yeah, you can say hi.
Hi.
There we go.
Wow.
But I was put in a lot of sports. I don't know, my parents were like, you don't do anything, you should probably, like, move your body or something. I think there was also the overlap of, like, I was an overweight kid, so they were like, do something, you lazy kid, like, go do something.
Oh, I'm so glad that we're in person so they could see you kick.
Yeah, being in person gives me a lot more
freedom.
Especially, Kayla kicked me earlier.
Mm.
Evidence of the sports they were put in.
Yes. But sports is like a whole other thing. But yeah, no, I wasn't really in, like, they never put me into like girly things. So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think I wasn't allowed to do sports, but it was never something, like, my mom had that whole book that was like what you can do at the community center. And there was no push for me to do anything like soccer or basketball or football. My brother was put into like American football, but I was put into ballet as a kid. Same. I hated ballet.
I cannot imagine your brother. I cannot imagine your brother doing full on American football. Oh, it was really funny.
He's so tiny.
His tackling was not good because my dad would try to explain to him like you have to wrap around them and like throw them or like, whatever. I don't know. At one point, I thought, I kind of want to try American football, but I was not good at it, so I didn't do it. But yeah, I kind of wish my parents forced me into a sport instead of ballet and piano. Like, I got swimming, but that was for survival. My mom was like, what if we go on a cruise and something happens and you can't swim? So,
no.
We never went on a cruise. But I could swim when we went to Great Wolf Lodge, so.
Speaking of swimming, when we were thinking of ideas for this episode, one of the things that really, I guess, sparked this topic was, for context, we were filming this, like, as the Olympics are going on.
Yeah.
And, swimming has ended. A lot of things have, like, some, like, because you know how they, like, section the events and then they happen, separately. So it's
over?
Swimming is done. They finished all the events.
Swimming is done. There's other stuff, though.
Okay. Yeah. track started. Track started when swimming ended.
Mm-hmm.
But we were thinking about how for Canada, I don't know how many medals we had.
At 14.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Last I checked. I checked yesterday, we were at 14. But
like a good chunk of those were all won by women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like there's been so many like excellent women in the Olympics this year and so many like records broken were just like historical moments this year and they were like mostly done by women.
Yeah.
I think the only medal we've won so far by a man is André de Grasse.
Oh, right. Bronze.
Yeah. But it's like we talk a lot about how it's so cool that like watching the Olympics, seeing Penny Oleksiak go crazy in the water.
Most decorated Canadian Olympian.
Just like
Yeah. And you know the two people before that were both women too. Oh. And we didn't know that. I find that really interesting how, like, you're never told about these things with women. Yeah. Did you? Okay, wait. I saw this headline that was like, something, something sport, first ever loss to this country. And then someone was like, yeah, the men's, the women have never lost. But it was like I'm going to use, huh? Yeah.
Probably soccer.
Sure, let's use soccer. It was like, team Canada. It's not Canada. I'm just going to.
No, it's, I was think it it's one? The, it might be the U.S. women's soccer team. Because yeah, I know yeah, they do, like, a lot better than the men's soccer team.
Yeah, but it was, like, the U.S. soccer team's first ever loss since, like, blah, 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 blah. And someone was like, well, actually, no, the women's haven't lost. And I just thought that was really interesting that, like, you're never told, like, about women's accomplishments.
Yeah, but that's women's team.
It's not, it's not real. It's not, like, it's not real. You
it's
know?
Not the legit team. Yeah, yeah, it's like, the it's women's not the,
like,
team.
You know, people are, like, they're not, like, You know when like Penny Oleksiak, she's like the most decorated Olympian. People are being like really rude on posts or like anything.
Really?
Like, oh, well, she's the competition's not that big, you know.
Like, oh yeah, because they're like, well, she would lose against a man.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, what? Well, she swims anyways. Swimming is like the easiest sport to like rack up medals because like they're individual events, and like, I get that you can't win like 4 medals as a soccer player.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, you were fine with Phelps being the most decorated Olympian.
Yeah, and the two most decorated Olympians before that were women as well.
Like, I don't, like, it's, people are like, whenever a woman is, like, in the spotlight, there's always something wrong. Or there's always something people have to point out. Like, people pointing out that Penny Oleksiak swims, so it's easier for her to earn medals, but they didn't say anything about Michael Phelps doing the same thing. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't think Penny is allowed to be celebrated for it, you shouldn't be celebrating Michael Phelps either, because it's the exact same situation. Michael Phelps dominates in so many events, and that's why he has so many medals, because there's more opportunity to get those medals. But people are fine with that. It's like, oh, that's just part of the sport, you know, like,
he's just so
it makes sense that, like, individual sports, you can get more medals, because, like, it's not like you can win, like, 5 soccer tournaments at the Olympics, you know what I mean? Like, there's just one, and it makes sense, you know? But it's like, you discredit one, but applaud the other for the exact same thing.
Yeah, like, women's accomplishments can never not be watered down, I guess. Like, there's never no comments about, like, surrounding how they got there. Like, it's always, like, even if they worked really hard, it's always like, oh, they're really talented. But then, what about the hard work they put into it?
Yeah.
You know, I never, like, I see that with men as well, like, oh, they're really talented. But then with women, it doesn't stop there. You know, it's also, like you said about the medals, like, oh, swimming is easy to win a lot of medals in.
Like, you know, or like, oh, it's luck, you know, like.
Yeah.
I see, and then, you know, talk about, like, Michael Phelps. Because, like, he dominates in swimming, which we know, and he wins, like, I don't want to say it's, like, if you're going against Michael Phelps, you're going to lose, but, like, you know, like, he's a very, like strong
swimmer.
Yeah,
like, he's well-known. He's, like, one of the best swimmers ever.
Yeah, like, he's and good. We can acknowledge that he's good.
You know,
but then they put down others who have very similar achievements to him or are almost up to par with him. I guess, I don't know, like, I don't watch swimming.
Like, and then you look at Simone Biles, and she dominates in gymnastics, and we all know that. We know how I don't want to say easy. Like, she's one of the most, if not the most decorated gymnast or something like that.
She's just, like, overall known as, like, a powerful gymnast. Yeah. Like, she's strong, she knows the tricks. She's just good overall.
Like, her and Michael Phelps are in that same category of, like, they dominate.
You say their name and you know, like, that's the category.
I only ever hear things about, like, Simone Biles saying, like, oh, well, like, people say that I win too much.
Did you see that they were, I don't know how, what if they, like, went through or whatever, but, like, docking points, like, some of the harder tricks that she does, like, not scoring them properly, just because if they did, the lead would be way too big, and they want to give a chance to other people, you know what I mean?
Like, that's stupid. Like, that's
like
the point of
sports. Like, slightly skewing her scores.
Yeah. Just biasing against her?
Yeah, and, you know, I saw an interview where she said, she's like, you know that, like, the Biles, the trick that, like, she's very well known for, she said it herself, like, I'm paraphrasing. Like, she's 99% sure that if it was any other athlete, that trick would be accredited to her more properly, but because people think she wins too much, she has too many accomplishments, they're more reluctant to give her that trick.
That's interesting. I never see that complaint with men, though.
Yeah, like, why is
like,
it...
Like, no one's saying, like, oh, Michael Phelps, you should, like, I don't know.
Like, start 10 seconds
socks.
Later.
Wear well, socks while you yeah. swim.
Like, what is so... And, like... And then when you get... Another thing that bothers me with sports is, like, when you get to, like, the really high levels and it's, like, harder for people to, like, make fun of you, they go after your physical appearance a lot. For women, especially because, like...
Yes.
As an athlete, you have to be strong. Mm-hmm. So you're gonna be muscular.
You have to be built a certain way.
And, like, I see, like, Simone Biles getting, like, called... all kinds of names for being like she's short and she's very strong, she's very muscular, like Katie Ledecky, the swimmers who are very tall, very muscular weightlifters, like
what do you expect? They're pro athletes, they train like every single day, like all day, they're super strong. Obviously they're not gonna look like I don't know
me.
you can't expect someone that's like built like a Victoria's Secret model to be able to do like to swim the way Katie Ledecky does, you know what I mean?
Even if like a winning man is not up to the like beauty standard for men, he doesn't get shamed for it because his accomplishment is an accomplishment on its own.
Yeah.
And I just feel like women have to deal with body shaming.
Mm-hmm.
Even when their accomplishment,
when you're an Olympic champion,
is huge. Like it doesn't even stop there. Like the competition and all the hard work you put in, like this, you still have to keep going under people's eyes, and everybody has to
have a say on what you look
like. Yeah.
Oh, like what was it? The Norwegian volleyball
team? Oh my gosh, yeah. And the German wasn't it the German gymnastics too with their leotards?
I have no idea, but like the thing with the shorts, them getting fined for wearing shorts.
Yeah.
Playing beach volleyball, was it?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous to me. And I just think like when men look like the sport they're playing, you know what I mean? Like strong, muscular Olympian man.
Mm-hmm.
They win their medal, it's like, yeah, go them. But then when a woman also strong Olympian woman winning her medal, people have comments about why does she look like that, why is she have you heard like why is she built like She-Hulk, like they're
I'm like what's wrong with
they're training, like, they look like that for their sport, not for you.
Yeah,
like, you have nothing to do with this.
It's so weird expectation that, I don't know, just seeing people that are literally the best athletes in the world and all you can focus on is how they look, you know what I mean, like because like appearance isn't everything to everyone. Like, I get, like, because you know how people work out to, like, look a certain way, physique. Whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, people can work out to not, for not appearance. Like, people can work out to be strong. Right. Like,
Yeah. And you know what? It's kind of like, and I know we've strayed from the, like, the original topic, but I think it's really interesting that, like, women's accomplishments are never fully valid. And you can almost, like, sorry, you can kind of tell, like, I remember looking on YouTube and there was like, you know, the high jumpers, women's high jumpers, you're in like a sports bra and like pretty short shorts. There was like this compilation I saw on YouTube that was like best like butt shots of Olympic high jumpers and stuff like that. And it was like just a compilation of women they jump, and like when you're in the air, you're not really worrying about like if your shorts are perfect. So like stuff happens, like that's just how it is, like, you know, and it shows you right then and there that sport was never treated as a sport for women. It was like there are men out there just viewing it to view women, not to respect or admire the fact that these women are jumping like 2 meters in the air.
Well, like a lot of women's sports, they've all started out as like something
for men.
Yeah, because you know, like football, like women's football, they're
in, isn't it lingerie football?
Yeah, pretty much. Like it's They wear like a bikini top and like underwear, and they have very minimal padding, and they, because it's like,
and then people are like, it's not a real football. Like you're exposed.
They have to be sexy during the sports. Like the same thing with like the handball team or like beach volleyball or even volleyball in general. Like you got to wear like tight short shorts or you know what I mean? Because for some sports, it's like everyone wears tight short clothes because it's like
better
for the sport.
Yeah.
But then there's some sports where it's just super unnecessary, but they do it anyways just because it's like, They can't have a career without like catering to the male
like
audience,
no one would watch like no one would watch it if it, they didn't
like they have to do that if they want someone to watch, and it sucks because it's like people don't take women's sports seriously. Mm-hmm. Like we talk about how they discredit them, like they, mm-hmm. they can literally do as well as like the men's team, but it's never gonna be like a soccer team, it's always gonna be like the women's soccer team. Yeah. Mm. You know what I mean? Or like, I don't know. So the only way that like anyone will, or not anyone, but like the only way that men will watch these sports is if there's like a sexy girl in the field. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's so weird. Like,
yeah, they don't care about the sport, or like when interviewers ask different questions yeah. for female athletes rather than male athletes. Like, I remember sometimes you watch one, they'd be asking the male athlete about like the actual sport, you know, like training, just how they got there, how they're feeling. And I see that now with Olympics. I don't know, I haven't watched a lot, but I see like them asking female athletes the same questions. Mm-hmm. But also they ask like, oh, what are you wearing?
How do you stay so skinny? What are you eating?
Yeah, what does that have to do with like their accomplishment? I mean, I guess maybe, I don't even know.
Or like they bring up like really intrusive family questions. This is like a general thing. Like not even just sports, like, but I you see it more with like
even actors too, like
how do you balance like family life and like your working life, which is a valid question in my opinion, but you're only ever asked, like I only ever see like women getting asked that. Mm. And like
the only time I ever see like men being asked that is if like, not in the sense of like, oh, how do you do it, but like, oh yeah, your kids must be so hard, like
the ball and chain.
Oh,
the
your
ball
wife and chain. Like how do you deal the with wife your is wife at home. You know, I don't know. Like the only person I can really think about that's been asked that is like Ryan Reynolds, but he's like, but they don't
because
ask
he's
it
like a public family,
yeah, but they also don't ask it in like the same way that they ask women to, like women, do you know what I mean? They ask it in like a joking way because they know that he's gonna make a funny joke out of it. He's gonna talk about how he's like kids are biting his ankles like dogs and stuff like that, because they're not, they don't genuinely care, they just want it to be like
entertaining.
Yeah. But when they ask them, it's like, well, you're a woman, you know how to take care of kids, like how do you do it? I don't know, like just like weird questions that if you asked a man it would be weird. Like do you remember, I remember for Marvel when they used to do like interviews, people would ask Scarlett Johansson like really weird questions.
Oh, yes.
and then like I think Mark Ruffalo used to answer them for her. Like, he would take the questions that were really intrusive and be like, well, actually, I'm blah, blah, blah. And he'd just say his own thing. It'd be like, he'd just be taking the inappropriate questions from her.
Yeah, I think I watched one on TikTok of Robert Downey Jr. and Scarlett Johansson. They asked Robert a question first. It was more related to, I think, Iron Man, like just MCU at least. Mm-hmm. But then they get to Scarlett right after and then ask her about the diet that she had during filming, and it was just so, like, they looked appalled. They were like, how can you ask such a different question to a castmate?
And I'm shaking her head. I remember, oh my gosh, who was it? Was it Wonder Woman? You were the actress who was, like, very strong and muscular, that you really were sad that they were not continuing. Was it Wonder Woman or was it Star Wars?
Star Wars.
I was close.
That's not close.
That was really close.
That's not very close.
It's a little close. Actually, no, it's not.
It's not close at all.
No, I thought I was like Marvel, Star Wars, Disney, but then I remember Wonder Woman is not Marvel.
No, but I remember like, okay, you're saying like you don't get to see women who are like strong.
Yeah. Okay, so in The Mandalorian, there's a character, and she's like a women's martial art fighter. I forgot what it's called.
MMA?
Yeah. In real life. So she's really muscular and, you know, just a different body type that you never get to see represented as an actual, like, fighting woman in movies or shows where there's fighting women. And I don't know, I was really sad when she had to be like let go from being in the show, because how often are we going to get to see that kind of representation and that kind of like realistic expectation for girls in like cinema and stuff?
Yeah, because it's always like I was saying, like it's always like, oh, like how do you stay so like skinny, like how is it, like there's this huge focus on like unrealistic ways that women are supposed to look when they're fighting crime.
Yeah. And like, or just like athletes and shows, or not even athletes, just people who are supposed to be athletic in shows that are women. And I think it reflects onto how people treat Olympians, like kind of tying these two together. Because you've seen so many like supposedly strong women who are very, very tiny because the actors themselves aren't super strong.
Yeah.
And then, but they're portrayed as like super, like, I don't know, Scarlett Johansson is like a very tiny lady.
Probably strong, but not as strong as an Olympian.
You know what I mean? But then it's like, oh, well, Black Widow is very strong. She looks like that. And then you go to watch Olympics and you see like an athlete that's like super, super buff. And then it's like, why do you need to be that buff? Scarlett Johansson can do it. Why can't you? But like, Scarlett Johansson can't do it. Do you know what I mean?
It's always like very tall, skinny women.
It's almost like movies aren't real.
They're like cast to play the strong, dominant woman, and some, like, I guess male audience is like that. They're like, ooh, sexy lady being strong and dominant.
Her suit's unzipped at the
corner. But then they're like, what the hell? Why is she actually buff in like real life when people are weightlifters and boxers?
Oh,
like,
speaking of weightlifters, this is kind of
our gold medalist weightlifter.
Kind of like off. Okay, no, but I talked about this the other day, really briefly. When there's stuff events like weightlifting, people like always fail to consider proportions. Do you know what I mean?
Oh yes,
because people are like, oh, she only lifted that much. Well, that's nothing. This guy lifted this much. But she's like a foot shorter and weighs half of him. Or like,
yeah, they put you in weight classes for a reason. Like,
yeah, like someone who's like 100 pounds lifting 50 pounds versus someone who's 300 pounds lifting 50 pounds.
That's very different.
It's very different. Or like someone who's, I don't know, 6'7" reaching an 8-foot tall pole versus someone who's 4'10" reaching an 8-foot tall pole. Do you know what I mean? They're very different things. And I don't know, because on one hand, it's like men will expect women to be weaker because women are weaker. So they're like, you know what I mean? Like, they expect women to be weaker, but at the same time, they expect women to lift the same amount as men who are like twice their size.
Yeah.
So it's like, they're underestimating yet expecting so much out of women at the same time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They can never applaud a woman for how much she lifts in the weightlifting competition or whatever, because it's like
not as much as the gold medalist man did.
But at the same time, they think women are weak. Do you know what I mean? Like,
you got what you
understand that, like, biologically, like, there are, like, there can be differences. Like, a huge man and a small girl cannot lift the same. Yet, why do you expect the small girl to lift the same as a huge man? Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's like, because I think I talked about, like, I don't know, how much I could, like, lift. And then someone was, like jokingly saying, like, oh, that's nothing I can do, blah, 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 blah. But it's like, I don't know, you're almost a foot taller than me. And, like, you've been working out for, like, I don't know, 5 years. I don't know why this is relevant to, like, compare the two.
They
do
have,
you know,
to,
I mean,
stroke their own egos.
Yeah, I don't like, I know it's, like, a joke and stuff, but like, don't say it. I don't know what
it's
it is.
It's not funny.
Like, I don't know how to explain it. I think when you, it's like, I think when you joke about things that like are still very prevalent, I think you're really towing the line about what you can joke about. You know what I mean? Like, and it's also a matter of like knowing your boundaries with other people and like what you can and cannot joke about. Like,
or just like, I guess, like, internet trolls, oh my gosh, when, like, they might not actually think that the woman's achievement is nothing, but they like, pretend, you know what I
mean?
By
saying it, you're pushing the narrative,
yeah,
and you're
like,
continuing the...
Why do you find it so funny to discredit, like, women's achievements? Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, exactly.
You're doing it because you think it's funny to, like, mess around with people. But, like, why? Like, why do you think it's funny to, especially, like, be rude to, women, like... I don't know, the Twitter account, woman posting woman's W.
Posting woman's W.
Yeah, I love that account, but in the comments, it's always men going, this is not a W.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Like, no one asked.
I saw someone.
Don't follow the account then.
Yeah, why are men always looking for spaces with women? That's not what I meant. Why are men, like, okay, men tell women, I don't really care about your sports. I don't really care about your art. You're kind of stupid. Like, I don't want to hear about it. Like,
but they care
have
so
you, have
much.
You ever tried to tell a man about your interests? Like, it doesn't, it's mole. But then, so then women are like, okay, we create our own spaces for women where we can talk about our stuff without facing ridicule. And then we start talking about it. And men are like, ooh, hello.
Let's ridicule you.
Let me insert myself into a space that I am not invited into. And then they wonder why women get mad.
I think I saw, okay, this is, we're bouncing all over the place. Back to Katie Ledecky. Katie Ledecky holds 23 of the fastest times for one of the swim events. I think
800
or 1500. I don't know. She holds 23 of the top, like, they have a database of, like, all the fastest times. She's the top 20, like, from 1 to 23, that's all her.
Oh my god.
And it, I don't know, like, I understand that some people are, like, joking around, we're like trolling when they say like, well, that just means she doesn't have any competition, all the other women suck, oh, but it's like, shut up, like,
no, it's not funny, you're not funny, yeah, like, you haven't been signed to Netflix yet.
Why do you get joy out of saying things like these underneath women being excited for their achievements? Like, mm-hmm. Having 23 of the top times is very impressive. You are faster than everyone by so much that you hold 23 of the top times. Like, that's impressive. It doesn't mean your competition is bad, because other girls are very close to catching up.
And they're also, like, probably faster than you. Like, they're also Olympian swimmers.
Yeah. And, like, I don't know. People are like, oh, it's a joke. I'm just trolling. Blah, blah, blah.
It's that
but, like,
funny.
It's, why? Like, do you know what I mean? It's, yeah. Why do you find it funny? Like, yeah. Why do you get joy out of being like this?
Honestly, if you find a joke like that funny...
You
need to do a little
girl talk in that space for you.
No,
reevaluate yourself
for real.
Because
self reflection.
Okay, I had a thought.
Oh,
and it's gonna tie us back into our original topic about talking about being the eldest daughter.
Okay,
I know this is been a Our notes for this episode said family dynamics and Olympics.
Yeah, I looked at that and I was like, okay,
yeah, all right. But. On the topic of, like, taking jokes, and I think this is applicable to all women, but I felt like, as, like, the oldest daughter, like, you know whenever people make sexist or misogynistically charged jokes,
you're kind of,
like, yeah, and then you're kind of, like, your parents are, like, just, like, go along with Uncle Joe and his sexism, just, like,
oh, Uncle Joe,
like, and I think, like, as the eldest daughter, I was always told, like, you know, you're be an example for my sister about how to be respectful to adults, but, like, you are not respecting my existence! Well, like, and I think we're, like, women in general, but maybe more so oldest daughters, and, I, like, you guys can speak on this, and only children, like, do you guys ever feel like, I don't know, like, were you raised to kind of, like, just deal with it, yeah. Like, take it, like, just suck it up?
Yeah.
I don't know if this might not be common. You know how, like, China had the one-child policy, and then everyone's like, oh, well, you shouldn't, like, I hope you get a boy, because boys can work for you, they can work, girls are, like,
family name.
You know, like, boys can earn money, they can provide for you, girls can't do that. So, I was not born in China. My parents, like, a lot of my family left China for, like, the sole purpose, like, to have a better, like, my mom left, because, like, there aren't as many opportunities, and also she's like, she's not old, and if she's not old, but like time periods, you know what I mean, it would have been like when our parents were children, it right. would have been significantly harder for like our moms to find like a job, like, or get mm-hmm. an education. My mom came to Canada for education
mm-hmm.
and it's like my grandparents, they were raised in that time, but like they haven't been alive in a time where a woman could have gotten like the same jobs or earn the same money or done the same things as a man. So when I was born, they were like, I don't want to say they were like mad, disappointed, upset, angry. yeah, because they were like, oh, what's she gonna do? You know, like, she can't earn money. So I had to like live a good chunk of my, like, not even. So I had to live like a good chunk of my life knowing that my grandparents would never take me like. On one side of my grandparents, they would never take me seriously because I was a girl. They would never have, like, I don't know, joy knowing that I was here as a girl.
Oh, the pride of the sun.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And, like, and because I'm the only child, like, they, I don't know, like, my like if I had a younger brother, it probably would have been better because they would have had a son. They would have been like happier. But they, I don't know, like there's some sort of resentment towards. Like, oh, now they have a daughter. They can't have another kid because daughter is so much. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It's, and then my parents are just like, you know what? They're stuck in an old time. You just got to deal with it. And like, I get it. It's really hard to change someone's like,
but like, ideals. You're being hateful towards your, like someone, like a child who like did not ask to be born. And like, speaking on the one child policy, like I've mentioned it. I mentioned in the first episode of Girl Talk, like growing up with the knowledge that like my being here is because I was born the wrong gender or the wrong like sex, because if I was the oldest son, probably still be in China, but I'm not, and I'm here because and like I think when my parents like were in the phase of adopting, I know my mom's boss called me a pet project at some point, like
what?
Because they were like, oh, like adopting, because my parents are a little on the older side, like my parents both had established careers, and then my mom had, I like to joke and say I was her midlife crisis, but it was like my mom was like, okay, like, hello Mr. Boss Man, I'm gonna be taking time off work because I'm going to adopt a child from China, and they're like, I'm going to adopt a little girl, and my boss was like, a girl? Like, okay, I don't know what he said, and he's not my boss, sorry, but like my mom was saying like how her desire to adopt a girl from China was not really like taken seriously. It was kind of like, oh, like, okay, like have fun with your little pet project, you know, like your and because like people like you, I had my parents contextualized my adoption a lot because like it's not like your regular adoption like you would in Canada, like you just adopt a kid. It's like there's a different reason I was being adopted, and there was the historical context of the one child policy, so I kind of grew up with a lot of people making like you weren't the eldest son, like not directly, but like inferred and implied. And this is kind of like one of those moments where like as a girl you definitely know that someone was being sexist towards you, but you couldn't explain it because you don't have the vocabulary for it, and they're not being like explicit. And
actually I remember people being like, oh, I bet like someone said to me, oh, I bet your parents wish you were a boy or something when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I didn't get it, because like I don't know, how am I gonna understand sexism and racism at the age of like 4?
Yeah,
so I don't know,
like you just like you, there were so many like comments like racially and like gender misogynistically charged comments made towards me, and I don't want to say that I got it worse than my sister, but like I feel like my parents had me, and like the group of adults that I kind of grew up with, they kind of got it. They got those jokes out of their system by the time my sister came around. So, like, they didn't really want to reuse material. So,
oh, my God.
So, my sister didn't really... I don't know. Her and I haven't talked about it, but... I'd like to go out and say I got the brunt of it. Because... I don't know. Like, there's just this... Like, eldest is important, but girl is not important.
Actually, and, like, I saw this interesting thing where the eldest daughters raise the younger son, like the older sister always raises the younger brother, and like do you ever feel like you have to teach your son, like your, sorry, not your,
my son,
son, you,
my
have to,
son.
You have to teach your brother like certain things that like your parents won't teach them to make sure that they like, do you know what I mean?
I had to cut my 12-year-old brother's nails the other day.
Okay.
Because he can't do it properly without cutting too close to his skin. He's 12. So, I keep doing stuff now, and because I'm leaving for university, my mom keeps saying stuff like, oh, what's your brother gonna do when you're gone? I had to teach him how to wash the dishes the other day, and even he was like, I know how to wash the dishes, you can leave. But my mom made me stand there and watch him wash the dishes, because it's my job to wash the dishes every night. But now we're taking turns.
Because you're leaving!
Because I'm leaving, and they need to train my brother, but it's just washing dishes. And then I find myself, like, if I ever have to scold my brother for doing something, like, today, my dad brings up all our laundry at once, so all of our laundry's in the same basket, but it's always someone's job to, like, take it out so that we can each put it away ourselves. My brother decided to scrounge through that whole basket, pull his own stuff out, instead of taking everyone else's, so all our stuff was messed up, and I was like, why don't you just take it out, and then take your stuff away? So I had to scold him, and every time I do that, my mom goes, Oh, see, you have to listen to your older sister. You have to listen to her. Gosh, she's only doing this. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right? You do that with Evan a lot, don't you? I hear you on, like, voice calls sometimes, like, not yelling at him.
I do. I mean, I joke about him being my son because that's just. The way I'm raised is to also raise him. Yeah. And that's just how. That's just how Golden my parents. Nanny. Yeah. Yeah, like. How do I say it? I'm like the third parent that's like a double agent, because if my parents find they can't relate to my brother, they send me to do their disciplining towards him. Mm. And so that's now written in me. I can't even meet boys without fixing them. Like, stop. Like... It's like I'm their mother. I'm everyone's mother.
Yeah, I remember. Oh wow.
I think it's
to elementary school with Anna.
As like an outsider, because I don't know. I don't have siblings. I don't really relate. I can definitely see the dynamic differences between like older sister, younger brother versus like younger sister, older brother, or just sister, yeah. Sister, brother, brother. I don't know. Like, I can kind of. I don't know. This is, I guess I'm like telling someone else's story, but it's a very common story where parents are often stricter, I think, with the older child,
mm-hmm.
but especially more when it's a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you ever like find yourself being like, oh, I can't believe my brother's allowed to do this. I couldn't even do that at his age. Or like when you see like, or anything like that?
I think I talked about this with the episode Numen and I were on, about how I wasn't allowed to drink Coke until I was 8. But Hayden was 3. So that's a really small thing.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. Stuff like studies. I was a really bad student. It's actually, I think it's flipped. I set the example. So it makes me fear that my brother is going to resent me, because my mom will say stuff. My mom will talk to me like I'm another parent. Like one time, my brother... Wait, did I say my brother's name?
You did say his name.
Oh, oops. Anyway, don't dox my brother, but one time my mom caught my brother, he did poorly on a test, and he forged my mom's signature.
Oh, I did that. Sorry, yeah, sorry, Dad, if you're listening.
Yeah, so my mom found out. So when I forge a signature...
you do a good job.
If I were to, I'd ask my mom first, and she'd agree. Because it was a very small thing, and it'd be fine. My mom knows I cheat on tests sometimes. She thinks it's very good. She's like, your sister knows how to cheat on tests, but you don't.
Oh.
So she thinks my brother isn't good enough for that. Because we're both in Chinese school. That's another thing. Do your parents treat you as, like, the example?
Of course.
Yeah, so I did, like, I finished Chinese school, I finished my swimming lesson, so my mom expects my brother to do the same. Or she thinks, but she'll put it on me. Like, she'll say, if you don't finish Chinese school, or if you don't finish swimming, your sister is gonna hate you.
What?!
Yeah, because, low-key I would be really mad, because 12 years of Chinese school is hell, if they took Hayden out just because of online school.
Oh, you know what, yeah.
I would be mad, but I wouldn't hate him, don't say that to him. But, yeah, they think he needs to get the same marks as me. They ask me to teach him how to write, and I'm like, man, I don't know how to write. Don't ask me to help him with his essay. Like, I can help, but it's not gonna be good. Back to the forged signature. My mom talked to me like, he's worried that you're gonna be disappointed in him. Are you?
Like, it's why is it okay? I feel like eldest sibling is like cannon fodder a little bit. You know what I mean? Like it's never like me. Your parent is gonna be disappointed if you like.
That's funny.
Like go, sorry. Like punch a kid out. Like me, the parent. No, your sister. So like not me. Like your sister is gonna be the one. So then like, I feel like my sister holds a tiny bit of resentment towards me, and like. Not to, like, air her out. And this is also not confirmed. This is just my theory. Because my parents were very, like, oh, like, your sister, like, when your sister can do this and your sister can do that. And, like, you can't. And then, like, I feel very bad. I'm just, like, sitting there at the dinner table, like, pasta in my mouth. Like, don't say that to her. Like, it's taken, like, years to be able to, like, my dad's the one who will make the comments. Like, oh, like, your sister, I don't know, like. Went outside today and you didn't, and I was like, just okay. So she didn't go outside. Like, it, like it, to it's kind of like a dual thing where, like, now the blame is being put on you, and now you as the oldest sister, like, can you speak out against your parents and defend your sibling?
No.
Because if you don't, does your sibling then, like, feel like you're not defending them? But then if you speak out, then your parents are like, why are you talking back to me?
Yeah. It's sometimes I wonder if I was older brother and I had a younger sister instead, would they say the same things? Or would it be like, oh, because it's an older brother instead, we don't expect the girl to do the same? You know, like, I don't know. Like, if I was a boy and I finished Chinese school, my Chinese was still bad, and then my brother cannot speak a word of Mandarin despite being in Chinese school. So they think it's, like, kind of funny, but then they're like, you know, you have to finish because your sister finished. But if he was a girl and I was a boy, would they think, like...
Oh, like she was never going to finish to begin with?
Yeah. It's okay. She can quit. Because, you know, I guess her brother did, but since it's a girl, yeah, it's fine. You can quit. Like,
that's interesting. I quit sports because I was bad at them.
I mean, sports is different because sports, unless you decide to carry it on for the rest of your life, I had to graduate from Chinese school, so... It was cap and gown and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got my Chinese school graduation.
That's fancy.
I didn't get my high school one, but I got my Chinese school.
That's a little too... The wound's not...
Sorry.
Another thing I noticed from sibling pairs is... Maybe, like, you guys right now are too young to fully understand. Or I don't know. Or not understand, but, like, care. I know a lot of older sisters are really... like resentful towards their younger brother because of, like, so many things, like, a having to teach them, sorry, no one's telling them listening as a younger brother, but, like, I know a lot of older siblings, like older sisters, are like, oh, I have to teach my little brother how not to be, like, a mean person, like, I have to teach him how to be, like, a feminist, like, I have to teach him things like that, because if I don't,
okay, thank you, Naman.
Like, because it's more common for boys to fall into, like, an alt-right pipeline thing. You know what I mean? Where, like, to be, like, edgy, yes, and, like, hate women, like, oh, liberal woman wrecked compilations or whatever. Yeah, but, like, I see a lot of older sisters talking about how, like, they had to train their son. Oh my god.
My son.
Their brothers to not hate women, or, like, to be, like, a respectable person. And I think we can kind of see it, like, all of our friends that have older, like, all of our guy friends that have older sisters.
Yeah, we say this in every episode.
Well, they're more behaved. Yeah. That's just how it is. Because they have a second mother, pretty much.
Essentially. Okay, Naman, it was your sister, not you.
Yeah, it was, you know, one time Kayla, I went out with my brother and we were like, okay, let's go to where Kayla lives to get ice cream. And then Kayla came. And Kayla and I spent like a couple minutes explaining a joke to my brother about gender. Because my brother was like, wait, what was it?
He was like, can you believe that some people think there are 63 genders? And Emma and I looked, we were like, okay. Here we go. And then we found out afterwards that, like, it was a joke of, like, basically people making fun of people who are non-binary.
Yeah.
And, like, saying, like, oh, like, I'm Shrek gender. Like, it was a mocking joke that, like, I guess... middle school 12-year-old boys find really funny.
So it was good that my brother recognized that it was a stupid joke.
Because he's like, I think he was kind of towing, like, is this a thing? Like, should I be respecting, like, the Shrek gender? Or, like, is this a is this a joke that I just...
Sorry.
Like, because he understood, he brought up someone, like, gender fluidity, and he was like, I know that's a thing, but, like, what is Shrek gender?
Yeah, so it was...
Did he actually say Shrek gender?
No, the whole... on Pinterest or something.
And one of them was Shrek gender.
Yeah, I'm not entirely concerned about him, but the thing is, with that kind of stuff, you can't rely on your parents to teach them.
Yeah,
right? So it is gonna be you. So the people who don't have, I guess, the older sister, maybe even older brother, I'm gonna assume it's mostly older sister. I don't think
Mitchell... Do you think Maddie's ever had those conversations with his sister?
That's the thing, I don't know, because maybe his sister knows, but
his sister,
like,
probably knows.
Max and his brother, because Max's brother is older, right?
Mm.
It's not like his older brother is gonna teach him about feminism.
That's true. I feel like there is Anna. Do you, as a girl, because I've never had, like, the desire to teach my sister about feminism because she's a girl, so she's like, well, I mean, I've taught her, but, like, that,
like,
but there's
it's
not
like,
as
like
it's
she'll
not, like,
learn about it eventually.
Yeah,
she'll
open the door.
There's less of a, like, an urge, like, okay. have you guys ever felt like when you've experienced sexism, you're like immediately like, I need to make sure my brother doesn't do this to someone else?
I have no concern for my brother. I think he's a good boy.
Yeah.
I think he's like, your brothers are very sexual, like, boys. I think it's because of you guys, though. Like,
I heard what you heard.
What did you say?
Respectable.
Oh! What did you,
hear? I heard respectable.
Okay. I heard.
Okay, well, I'll re-say that. Well, I think your brothers are really respectable boys. Like, and I think you have something, like, that's credited towards you.
Of course.
If
you don't have a girl in your family at all, and the only girl in your family is your mom, then your exposure to, like, women are people is going to be a little later.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You know when something happens to, like sexual assault happens to, like, a woman, and they're like, oh, what if this is your sister or whatever? Oh. Like, they need some sort of, do you know what I mean?
Oh, like, yeah, they need a tangible reminder that women are people.
If they don't have a sister, then it's, like, they don't interact with anyone, like, similar in age to them to, like, really care. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. There's this, like, yeah, this idea that, like, if, like, a woman is not a, like, a woman is just woman. Yeah. Mother is something that you can relate to. Sister is something you can relate to. Girlfriend is something you can, but woman is just woman.
Yeah.
Not a person. Speaking of this, we're talking about, like sibling dynamics. I find, like, older brothers who have friends that are girls are more, like, down to learn about certain things. Like, Matthew,
to learn about women being people
because he like our favorite he has a younger sister, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like you can see the way he like talks to women, where like I guess like his willingness
all the guys
to
in
learn.
The group have a sister.
Yeah. I was gonna say because Maxwell is an older brother, he's the middle child,
but like, you know, like older brothers with younger sisters, they tend to like participate in conversations like this more, more often, like they you can see that they care. Mm-hmm. And also, like, younger siblings, too. Like, but
okay, Namin, stop applauding yourself.
I was going to ask, Namin. In school, during phys ed, you can just nod. In school, during phys ed, did they talk about sexual assault?
No.
That's the thing.
What?
Yeah,
wait, really?
They always...
In health?
We had a whole...
We had a whole thing about unit. Yeah. Not unit.
We had a whole thing about unit. Yeah, we had a whole thing about
consent. Age of consent?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dance. You didn't dance, right?
Okay. Basically, what we did, what we had, right?
First girl talk, yes.
So, also mine what I'm wearing. But I remember my gym teacher in grade 9, he put up a picture, like a diagram of a vagina, right? And then he said, this is the one thing that I remember from that class. He said, here is a... stop blowing on me. Oh, you just stop. Oh, it's okay. Anyway, he said, this is a female vagina. This is what a lot of you wish to see. Or he said, this is like a goal to see for a lot of you guys. that's all I remember.
Okay, thank you, Namin.
I thought you were going to share something.
That was insightful.
No, that's all. That's all.
Okay.
Okay, good. You can leave.
Boys have said, okay, that's it.
Yeah, so, all right.
No, I know this is the best segment on the podcast, but you can go now.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Sibling. So, yeah. I don't know who's going to teach my brother, other than me, like, walk your female, like, girlfriend's home.
Like, I can't trust the world to teach him this.
Yeah.
That's why
I actually,
teach him this.
Boys with sisters will walk you home. Boys that are only children, they're like, it's not a big deal, just do it.
Yeah.
Because
they don't understand.
I want to tell him, not to gas up men. all of our immediate, so, okay, calf combos and like some of our sin friend group, they're all like good guys, good people. And Ella was saying earlier, like, you can tell, like, there's this certain desire to kind of learn when you are a brother with a sister. And when we were talking about girl talk during one of our meetings, we had a really long tangent about a lot of different topics, but it was really, I was so happy to hear, like, them giving input, because I feel like sometimes you're almost scared to speak in situations where you don't have experience, which is, like, I'm so sorry, which is like it's nice in a way to know that you're not trying to speak over women, but mm-hmm. it was so encouraging to hear like them contribute in what ways they can, and asking questions in what ways they can, and like you were saying, like walking your friends home, like
there were small things like that. Yeah, they understand
and, like,
small
things. And like there were nights like there are nights sometimes like I have to go to something like late at night, like, or like something will freak me out, like when I'm walking home, and like I'll I'm the first person I'll call, and I'll be like, can you just like stay on the phone with me while I walk home? And it's never like this feeling of he's gonna make fun of me because like I couldn't walk down the street.
Because they understand.
There's this understanding, and it's so like I don't know, like it's reassuring to know mm-hmm. that like you feel like safe in a way. And that sounds really sad to think that there are girls out there who are friends with guys that they don't feel safe with. But it's just I don't know, like it's encouraging and it gives me hope.
Yeah.
And validating. I know your brothers are gonna be just Yay. Like that.
Sisters are the backbone of society.
Daughters.
Swag.
Don't say his name.
Oh, sorry. Okay,
he's listening to this, though.
Okay, yeah. your brother is like,
this is part of his curriculum is to listen to girl talk.
actually,
I think I'm gonna ask my brother if he listens to girl talk because I know he listens to the podcast.
Really? Yeah, really? Your siblings listen?
Wait, yes. what is Anna? What has your brother said about girl talk?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I can't think of it.
Okay, yeah. Okay, to the boys. That may be listening to girl talk. I want to know, like, have you guys, like, learned anything?
Mm-hmm. Because we talk about a lot of things, and then...
Very messily.
Yeah, and then we try to conclude it with, like, a singular lesson.
Walk your friends home.
If you've taken anything away from these... What episode is this? 5?
Oh, I think... Yeah, because Women in Media was 4.
I don't know. Don't look at me. I'm very bad at
them. I think this might be 4. No,
happy 4th episode.
We're 1 ahead of Guy Talk. And Guy Talk had...
I thought they had like...
I thought they only had 1 episode.
They have 2. They have 2.
I think we've done 4 because I remember Women in Media, me and Emma were in the thumbnail.
Yeah, was that 4?
4. So this would be our 5th.
So this is 5.
Yeah.
So we're 2 ahead of Guy Talk.
And to tie this entire sibling talk back into the original topic, I think it's interesting that sisters are expected to just like... take on a maternal role when they're not even like they don't even have a son, like that's
yeah like being okay yeah,
like your brother is like in so many sibling pairs, like in 99% of the ones I know the sister is like the another mother mm-hmm. and it's so and,
like the and maturity then you go expectation on, is a yes. lot yeah. higher
oh, I even would, for like younger girl siblings like mm-hmm. they're expected to be more mature than their brother you know
I would
I mean?
Love to have an episode talking about maturity and how as a society we expect women and girls, we expect girls to have the maturity and self-control and emotional regulation as, like, full-grown adults.
Yeah.
And we don't even expect, like, girls are...
But you will like, treat them as an adult. Like, you'll treat like, them as, like, a
yeah,
girl.
Like, girls are expected to have the emotional maturity and emotional regulation that adult men should have, yet adult men don't have to have that.
Yeah, you know what? This is a very interesting topic that I think we can save for next time. Yes, because sorry. We've gone a very, very long
but,
ramble.
I think, like, the whole idea of, like, elder sibling mom, because I feel like for me, like that then pushed into my friend groups where like, you know, you're the mom friend.
Yeah, like when the teacher leaves the classroom, you have to watch the class. Yeah, you're the like babysitter.
Or like when you're at a pool party and you're 5 and you're like told you're the lifeguard when there's like literally 10 adults around us.
Uh-huh.
What are you gonna do?
Like what? What am I gonna do? Like
when did I become the mother of every single boy here?
Yeah, it's, every single.
Like it's.
Even with like. I remember having, like, I had these 2 neighbors, and they're great. And if they ever find this podcast, hi. but they were 2 boys, and they were, like, one of them was in, I was in first grade when I met them. One of them was in university or going into university. The other one was going into high school. So they were, like, significantly older than me. And my parents would, like, ask them to babysit me and my sister sometimes. But I can remember, like, times they would come over to our backyard and my dad would, like, go and do something. And he'd look at me, like, the child in the room and be like, okay, watch everyone. I'm going to go do something. You have, like, an adult, like, a 17-year-old in the room. What's the 6-year-old going to do? Like, if he decided to do something stupid, like, what am I going to do?
You got to be the mom and scold him. Teach him the right lessons. Come
All right.
on.
Yeah, yeah. So the elder sister to mother pipeline is, or
not even a pipeline. It's just how it is.
It's like
interchangeable.
Like a code title. Like you know, like the I don't know. You know when people have like jobs that like come with a, you know, like how some actors are like actor singer.
Parents in training.
It's sister mother.
Yeah, so to my fellow sister mothers out there, my heart goes out to you. My sympathy goes out to you. You're raising good boys.
Hopefully.
Yeah. But I think in a really long and like convoluted way, we just wanted to talk about how there's this unspoken and enforced expectation of women in a lot of different ways. We talked about the Olympics because we really wanted to talk. Well, okay, me and Ella really wanted to talk about the Olympics.
I'm very invested in the Olympics right now.
Yeah, that's go Canada, go women.
Woo!
But then also like,
I love you, Penny Oleksiak. If you're listening. Oh my goodness.
But this was a nice like vent session. It's good to know that like, I like talking to other older sisters because like it's very similar. Like, how's your son doing?
Oh.
But yeah, this was our first in-person episode.
Yes.
I really hope it all turns out well because we did have quite a few like technical difficulties.
There's going to be a bunch of cuts.
So if there's a lot of cuts, it's because
the camera turned off.
Yeah, and you can find out more if we do a rants episode about podcast setup. Mm-hmm.
But Max was really excited about that earlier. He's like, I want to do it.
Yeah, it's probably Max is like, he said earlier, he was like, I feel like a little child on Christmas playing with all of the tech stuff, but. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, you know, it's just nice talking to other girls to know that we're all raising our sons well, whether that be your younger brother, your older brother, your friends, your father. No, I saw that. Okay, eldest daughter, my parent. Okay, no. Women. I hope you guys enjoyed our first in-person episode. There was a couple, like, little technical glitches, but you'll hear more about that in...
Probably it. The final product will be fine. Hopefully. Just be like any other Girl Talk episode.
Yeah.
Everyone wish Maxwell luck with editing.
Or good luck, Ella Maxwell. Luck. Good luck.
Yes. Or edits.
Good luck, yeah. But this was our first in-person episode. It was really fun. Also our first Girl Talk episode in person, which is also really cool. But anyways, be sure to subscribe if you are watching us on YouTube. Follow us if you're listening on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts or any other podcasting platform. And check us out on social media on TikTok and Instagram @CalfComboz Podcast. And we will see you guys next time. Bye-bye. Bye.